Happy Destiny.
Right on. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back, and anyone from out of town, welcome. Let's see, my story, it started a long time ago, but my sobriety date is November the 3rd, 1988, so I just took 30 years just recently in New Westchester. But how it started for me is I'm no different than anybody here. I drank, and it wasn't good. And I'm a Vancouver longshoreman, so I'd work the docks, and I'd work these ships, and I'd drive great big machines, and I'd be drinking, and it wasn't good, believe me. You know, the job I had, you know, it probably fit right in hand with my drinking. You know, I'd go to work some days, and I'd see ships filled with, like, booze. And it's like, oh, this is perfect. And containers. I can remember going working and opening up these containers, and they had little airline bottles, you know. By the time we were leaving, you know, a lot of longshoremen and myself, we'd be jingling because we have all these bottles all over the place. So that was the kind of drinker I was. Like, you know, I'm one of these people who drank, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't control it, and I was just a total mess. You know, I was 24 years old when I quit, and I needed help. I mean, you know, what do you do when you drink and you puke and you fight and life is hell every single day? Like, what do? You know, and that was my life. It was hard, and it wasn't happy. It was just a literally hell every single day when I woke up. And every day was the same. It was just hell, you know, and I needed to stop somehow, but I didn't know how to stop. Like, you know, how do you stop drinking when that's all you do is drink? So, yeah. So what I did is I belonged to this union and I asked for help and I got myself some help. And, you know, I can still remember, you know, the phone call I made that night, you know, November the 2nd in 1988. And I was done. I just needed help. So I phoned my union. They got me who was my very first sponsor. His name's Damon. But at that time, he was just a guy to help, and he worked part of the EAP program for the longshoremen's. So I can remember talking to him, and he said, like, why don't you just stop? And I'm like, I can't do that. He says, well, why don't you just quit for one day? Can you just, like, quit for one day, and let's see where it gets you? And he says, if you can quit for one day, he said, I'm going to help you tomorrow. I'm like, okay. I think I can do this. I can quit for one day. But I said, I don't know about the next day or the next day after that. He said, just quit for the one day. So I did quit for the one day. And he got me help. I went into detox. And that was the start of my journey of sobriety. You know, I can remember coming to my very first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I was taken out of the Vancouver detox to a meeting. So just in the middle of my detoxing, whatever, he had special privileges, and he came and picked me up and took me to this meeting, and I didn't even know where I was going. But I went to the Vancouver Recovery Club that night. I went to the 8:30 meeting, and I remember sitting right at the very back, and you know what was given to me that day, and that's always stuck with me, was hope. You know, you give hope to an alcoholic, you're giving them the world. And I didn't have any. I had none. I was dying. I was desperate. I was, you know, it was horrible, you know. So I was given hope that very first meeting. And I heard people up at the podium here talking about, you know, you don't have to drink any longer. And, you know, and you can have an amazing life without it. And I'm like, wow. Never heard that before. I actually liked it so much, I hung around for the 11 o'clock meeting. So then, you know, so I was in detox, miserable and depressed, and it was hell. And the next morning I got there after midnight. I went back to detox about 1 o'clock in the morning after the meeting and stuff like this. I'm the happiest guy, right? You guys gave me something that I always wanted in my entire life. You know, that hope, that help, that I don't have to live like that. If you're an alcoholic, you'll understand, you know, what I'm going to explain to you. And I didn't realize what an alcoholic was until I actually got sober. You know, I didn't know the alcoholic, you know, they couldn't stop and they couldn't control it, but it's in the mind. I didn't know the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind than in his body. So the main problem is my thinking. I didn't know that. I always thought it was the alcohol. But it wasn't the alcohol. My mind took me to the alcohol. And I didn't realize that, right, until I got sober. You know, I got involved in the steps and, you know, when I got involved in the steps, I studied the big book. I had to study something that was going to save my life. You know, I didn't know the problem centered in my mind. I didn't know that. I didn't know about that obsession of the mind and the allergy of the body. Once I take one, you know, I can't stop. I can't control it. I'll want more. If I have one, I'll want two. And if I have two, I'm going to want three and four. You know, I didn't realize this. I also didn't know that the solution was within us. And I didn't realize that. You know, deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. I didn't know that until I started really understanding this big book. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what the problem was my thinking, but I didn't realize the solution was within us too. Right? You know, it says our members have tapped to unexpected inner resource, which we presently use as a power greater than ourselves. I mean, I didn't know that the solution was always within my heart. When Bill and Abby met that day, they're sitting across the table, and Bill Wilson said to Abby that there was something that happened in the human heart that did the impossible. I didn't realize that the heart and God and all of this solution-based program had a lot to do with the steps and within the heart. You know, so I stuck with that. You know, and I stuck with the solution. And, you know, I ended up doing the rest of the steps. So, you know, I've been taught and I've learned through the steps is, you know, just because you even have steps 1, 2, and 3, just because you know what kind of like what the problem is and you know where the solution is, you're still going to drink. And why we're going to drink is because I react. I react from what I think and from what I know. And when I react from what I think and what I know, that's our defects of character. So what happens is I need to remove these blocks that are blocking me from God. And that's my defects of character because I'm judging you. It's wrong, right? I need to be living in God's will of that. I don't need to be living in step 6 of me judging people or me being inconsiderate. That's step 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove these defects. See, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that my defects were a huge problem in my life. And when I did the steps, it told me exactly what defects we're talking about and how to deal with it and maybe to live the opposite of them. So if I'm judging you, I might need to judge you with love. Because how I used to judge you is, you see that person, it's terrible. But this all came from how I grew up. It all came from how I thought and from what I think and from what I know. That's kind of messed up when you come to AA, right? You can't use that same brain that got you drunk and try to get you sober with that same brain, right? But they do say, I'm just going to jump ahead, but they do say by the time you got to step 11, we gave you a brain and now you can use it. And why you can use it is because you're not thinking of others. I mean, you're not thinking of yourself. You're thinking of others. That's why at step 11, we can start thinking, you know, again, because I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about being considerate today. I'm thinking about being kind today. That's not my normal thing. My normal thing was to be mean and angry and inconsiderate and take from you and get drunk and be mean. Right? That's an alcoholic's life. Right? But it's not a sober one. And it's not a sober one, the ones who actually do this work. And then you get to meet amazing people when you come here, like somebody like Carolyn. Carolyn and I, she's your next speaker. And Carolyn and I belong to the Bay Group for 10 years together. And we've talked at a lot of meetings, and we've talked a lot, her and I. I was at the lowest point in my life when I met Carolyn. I got married in sobriety. I got divorced in sobriety. And, it's hard. It's hard sometimes, even for the old timer. Sometimes it is hard. You know, but thank God, you know, that we can meet people with huge hearts. You know, and that's kind of when I met Carolyn and stuff. And, you know, we love you here. You know, that's what happens here is that, you know, we live from the hearts here. You know, if you have done this work, you're going to love me. You are. But if you haven't done this work, you're really not going to like me. You're going to say, there's that loud guy up there. You know, I can remember my old sponsor, Milton. First time I ever met Milton, I don't know if anybody knows Milton. But he's up at the podium. I don't know who this guy is. And he says, you all have to love me. You know what I said right away? Nope, don't like this guy. I'm sitting at the back. Nope, I don't like this guy. He says, I'm going to tell you why you have to love me. He says, you have to love me is because if you don't love me, you might not like me. And if you don't like me, you might have a resentment towards me. And if you have a resentment towards me, it's the number one offender that sends back more alcoholics than anything else. I'm like, I love this guy. Right? I love this guy. You know, there's amazing people here. You know, there is, you know. Sobriety has given me, you know, just so, so much in my life. You know, dreams. You know, you talk about dreams. So I'm going to tell you some of my dreams at the very beginning. And my sponsor told me to write down 20 things I always, within reach that you can reach. I achieved all of those and I achieved more, you know. And I just met somebody just recently. Her name's Kim. But, you know, I had dreams and goals, you know, maybe even meeting somebody. You're going to meet people that are going to change your life, and they're going to change your life forever. Like, you know, people like Kim in my life, like people like Carolyn, like Bobby, you know, like other people who I know here tonight. You know, it all started with sobriety, and it all started with Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, it all started with picking up that big book and doing this work, you know. So I'm one of these people who just fell in love with the big book. I help a lot of people around the world now with the 12 steps. I kind of do them quickly. So if anybody ever wants to do them quickly, I can help you learn them very quickly. AA has changed my life. You know, and I have so much gratitude. I have so much love for Alcoholics Anonymous. I have so much love for the people in Alcoholics Anonymous. Where's Joe? Joe's here somewhere too. I met Joe years ago. Yeah, yeah. You know, and there's so many just amazing people here. But I actually want to hear Carolyn's story, so I'm going to give Carolyn a lot more time. But put the pressure on Carolyn. But you know, what can I say? You know, it's a journey, and it's a journey to your heart. This is what Alcoholics Anonymous will do for you. And if you think it's about drinking, it's really not about drinking. It's about, you know, having a connection with your heart and with the 12 steps so you never actually have to drink again. So it's really not about the drinking. It's about, you know, getting at peace with yourself. It's about loving yourself. So, you know, and the more you're going to love yourself, the more you're not going to want to drink ever again, right? So, you know, I've learned that through the 12 steps. And, you know, I'm just really happy to be here. And I'm just really happy to be sober. Thanks for my sobriety.
There you go.